sir. What is your name, sir?
I think you got the wrong phone.
There you go.
Good afternoon, sir. What is your name?
Hello, Ivan Herrera.
Mr. Herrera.
Just trying to find the sheet first.
Hold on one moment, sir. Got to get a little paperwork here.
Please state your full name, your ABC number for us, please.
Ivan Herrera, 226729.
Okay, Mr. Herrera, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce the members of the board that are going to be conducting your hearing today, sir. Over to my far left is the Honorable David Mill. In the middle here is our board chair, Dr. C.T. Wright, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair today, sir. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer is Mr. Oliveri, sir. Mr. Herrera, prior to this hearing, you received and signed a notification form notifying you of this hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Which form is that again?
A form notifying you of your hearing today.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, so on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Speaking on my own behalf, representing myself.
Okay, so at this time I'd like to swear you and Mr. Oliveri in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do, and at this time the department would like to request an amendment to the warrant.
Okay.
Condition 2 on the front page, the last line, we are requesting that that verbiage be stricken from the record as the offender was not an absconder.
On condition number 2?
Condition number 2, the very last line, the offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. We would like that to be removed if possible.
Okay, that's it. Oh, condition number. I'm thinking allegation number 2. Okay. Okay, that's about. So, Mr. Herrera, today your hearing will be conducted in 2 phases. In phase 1, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. So, in phase 2, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase 1, sir. You have 4 allegations listed on your warrant. Sir, I'm going to read those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about July 31st, 2017, per the test individual testing compliance summary dated September 13, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. So the next allegation, your second allegation, states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to provide a urine specimen at task on or about July 10th per the task lab report dated July 11, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's false.
Okay. Sir, your third allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of alcohol on or about August 22nd, 2017, per the alcohol sensor test conducted on August 22nd, 2017, at the MRPO. Sir, is that true or false?
That's false.
That's false too?
Yes.
Okay, so your fourth allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report for face-to-face contact visit on or about September 5th, 2017, as verbally directed on August 29th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. Okay, so because you say that both allegations number two and allegation number three are false, we're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri, to get some additional information on allegations two and three. Mr. Oliveri.
Allegation number two, on July 10th, 2017, the offender was verbally directed by CCO Liberon to submit a urine sample for testing at TASC. Per the TASC laboratory report dated July 11th of 17, the offender went to TASC on July 10th of 17 and was viewed by TASC staff attempting to defeat the testing process by using a device to produce a urine specimen. Consequently, the offender's test was not processed. The offender failed to submit a testable urine sample on July 11th of 17 as verbally directed by CCO Liberon on July 10th of 17.
Sir, Mr. Herrera, what's not true about that allegation number two?
Oh, yeah. Now that I remember, but I was not dirty on alcohol. I was accused of attempting a urine or false urine, and I was not. That wasn't my intention, so that's why I'm denying it.
Okay, so you're still saying that allegation is false, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so Mr. Oliveri, allegation number three?
Allegation number three, on August 22nd of 2017, the offender reported to the MRPO and was staffed for his being discharged from TLC. During the staffing, the offender became verbally aggressive towards the TLC staff and making statements of wanting to, quote, kick their ass, quote. The offender's demeanor escalated to the point where SPO Foote ordered him to be placed in handcuffs. After the offender was handcuffed and after he calmed down, he admitted to drinking alcohol prior to entering the MRPO. Because the offender admitted to alcohol consumption, the AlcoSensor was used to test his BAC, which revealed his BAC was 0.104.
Mr. Harrell, what's not true about that?
I was not drunk at the time. I was not drinking at the time. So I don't know. I don't see how you guys came up with a test revealing that I came out negative for alcohol or positive for alcohol, which I wasn't at the time. I did tell the PO I had drinks, but not at that time.
Okay, so. Okay, sir, so based on the admission of Mr. Herrera on allegations one and allegations number four, I am going to find that he was delinquent, he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways in company. And based on allegations number two and three, I am going to move that based on the testimony of the Department of Correction and further discussion, to move that to find that Mr. Herrera was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Herrera, we're getting ready to go into phase two of your hearing, sir. During phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or you should be reinstated. We're going to start out phase two, sir, to get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Oliveri. Then we'll be coming back to you, Mr. Herrera, to get any information that you're going to present to the board, okay?
Sure.
Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Herrera was released from the Department of Corrections on June 22nd of 2017. He was arrested on September 6th of 2017 by Mesa PD on our ADC warrant only, returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 0 days abscond. His supervision end date will be on January 21st of 2018. Current conviction, 2007, armed robbery, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2007, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. And also in 2007, armed robbery, 5 years, 6 months. The offender has two terms with ABC. CU and INR scores are a 4.4. His mental health score is a 3, and his substance abuse score is a 1. STG gang information, Hera admitted being a member of the criminal street gang Sir Tristek from Phoenix. There are no prior terms of supervision noted. He has a moderate disciplinary history with alcohol, disorderly conduct, and rioting noted. Other arrest in 2002, shoplifting, Arizona juvenile probation. 2003, burglary tool possession, Arizona juvenile probation. 2003, burglary third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2004, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2005, burglary third degree, Arizona juvenile detention. 2005, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile detention. And in 2007, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile detention. His community risk level is a G5B6.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Oliveri. So, sir, prior to your release, you were approved to reside at the Mesa House at 28 South Olive in Mesa. Then on July 8th, you were discharged from the Mesa House due to your refusal to submit to an alcohol test. And then on July 10th, you were approved to reside at TLC, but was discharged on July 11th from TLC due to testing positive for methamphetamine. And then on July 14th, you were sent for a 3-day sanction at Maricopa Reentry. And on July 17th, you were approved to reside at Streets of Joy at 8011 East 3rd Avenue in Mesa. You were discharged from Streets of Joy halfway house for being caught sleeping at work. And then on August the 21st, you were accepted to TLC programming again, but was discharged shortly afterwards for being AWOL and admitting to continued substance abuse on August 22nd. The offender has was sent to MRC for a 30-day ITH program, but was discharged after ITH screening determined to be clinical appropriate for substance abuse, and due to the lack of the history of motivation. On August 29th, you were given a chance to find a placement for yourself and was also permitted to stay at CBI while waiting for a vacant bed space at the Mesa House or other alternative residential option, and you were placed on a weekly reporting until a residential plan was established. You were scheduled to report to the MRPO on September 5th, 2017, but failed to report, which prompted the issuance of an immediate action of scandal warrant. The offender says you had not been employed or working, that you did work at Perspective at the halfway houses. So, so you had programmed, you were referred to tasks for random analysis. Your testing history was as follows. On July 10th, results were rejected due to advice and not following task procedure. On July 13th, you were directed to report to task for your analysis with negative results. On July 31st, you failed to submit a urine sample. And then on August 22nd, you submitted a diluted sample. Then it says that on June 22nd, you were referred to CAC for career criminal training program, and you was present on one group and missed four as of August 22nd, 2017. On August 22nd, you were referred to a 90-day ITH treatment at MRC, and you were evaluated during ITH screening but was not accepted into the program due to the lack of substance abuse history and motivation. On August 29th, you were successfully discharged from a 7-day sanction program. So, Mr. Herrera, are you still doing drugs, or what is the issue with you right now?
I stopped doing drugs, and there was one time when I went, when I showed up to see my PO, and it was a misunderstanding of me being drunk at the time, and I do remember the time. I did admit it, but I wasn't drunk. I wouldn't show up to a place in such manner, and it's, I remember, and I just don't want to be kind of hold accountable for it. And I've been trying out there, and it's about my appeal knows, he admitted that I've been doing what I had to be doing and programming and doing what I have to, you know? And I've been doing everything possible. I mean, I'm by myself out there. My family members, they don't really keep me that help. And it's, I've been in Mesa, I don't know Mesa, but I've been moving around, and it's, I've been locked up as a juvenile, since a juvenile, and it's kind of hard for me, but at the same time, I'm, you know, I manage, and it's kind of hard out there for me, you know, but I feel that I've been doing what I have to. I know I've been staying crime free, you know. I mean, I try, that's all I can say, and it was my intention to not show up that one day, and that's all it took for them to revoke me, and it's, I feel like it's wrong, but,
okay,
I'm gonna try, you know?
Yes, Mr. Ray, I'm gonna see if the board has any additional questions. Send the board with no additional question. Mr. Ray, the board's about to go into discussion, but prior to going into discussion, sir, I want to see if there's anything else you'd like to present to the board.
No.
Okay. So the board's going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain silent, sir, as the board is in discussion. We will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. Sir, at that time, we'll get back to you. So please remain on the line, but remain silent, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, it appears Mr. Herrera has had several places where he stayed. It definitely appears that his parole officer was working with him, trying to help him get situated, but he does appear to be having a drug problem, at least a problem with the use of alcohol. That seems to be a problem. He will be released on January 21st of 2018. I think that Mr. Roy, as he stated, is having a hard time out there being all on his own. But I do think that if Mr. Roy takes some time out while he takes the remainder of the time that he has left to be incarcerated to put together a plan, work with the Steel 3, work on a program so that when he gets out, he won't be on parole or community supervision, and he'll be able to move about freely as he wishes, and hopefully he'll become a productive citizen at that point. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapses, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Harrell, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on July 21st of 2018, sir. Take the time that you have left remaining. Try to come up with a plan so that when you're released, sir, that you won't have to get back involved in the criminal justice system, sir. I want to thank you for participating in your hearing today, Mr. Herrera, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Hey, excuse me. May I ask you guys a question?
Yes, sir.
What about my good time? Do I qualify for my good time?
Sir, I don't know what would occur with that. You would have to talk to Time Comp and your CO3 there at the facility about that, sir.
Because I should be being off. My end supervision would be 2018, June, January, and you guys just said July.
Okay, sir, maybe it was an error on my behalf, but you should be released on January 21st of 2018, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Yep, thank you very much.